Firefighters in New Mexico are trying to mop up the wildfires that destroyed more than 30 homes over the weekend. With rain and snow levels well below normal in many western states, the wildfire season has begun unusually early. As Arizona Public Radio's Mitch Tyke reports, westerners are bracing for what could be a hot, dry, and very smoky summer.
Eric Rasmussen is actually hoping for a busy fire season to make up for his lousy winter. He had planned to work at a local ski area, but that didn't quite pan out.
I worked a day and a half at the snowball this year, and wasn't that busy.
That's because the area's only received about a third of its usual snowfall this winter, and most of that fell before January 1st. But the dry winter means Rasmussen is likely to become real busy real soon. His summer job is fighting fires with the U.S. Forest Service. He reported for work today, a month ahead of schedule.
We're going to start early, just making sure we're in the physical shape to work hard.
It isn't just the firefighters that are getting ready, though. The forests themselves need to be worked into shape. In a Flagstaff City park within eyeshot of tennis courts and softball fields, crews are taking down ponderosa pine trees.
It's not unusual for us to remove a couple 300 trees to the acre. It's a lot of trees.
Paul Sommerfeld of the Flagstaff Fire Department is trying to rob the fuel from a fire before it starts. A century of suppressing wildfire has left western forests like this one dense and overgrown, just primed for the kinds of massive wildfires that tore through the West two summers ago. Sommerfeld's prime concern is what's known as the urban wildland interface, the area in which forest meets residential community.
You know, we look at it from the perspective that it's not a question of if we have a fire or fires, it's when we have those fires. Immediately around us, and what we can see from this point, we'll have 300 or 400 a year. Any one of those, under today's conditions, can be the fire that we're working to prevent.
Normally, these crews would also spend part of March conducting prescribed burns to clear out downed and dead trees and dry underbrush. But forest managers are afraid a controlled burn could get out of hand and have put a halt to them for the time being.
Got it?
Oh, just keep it on the bottom.
Okay.
2587. In addition to people moving into the forest and the unusually dry conditions, fighting fires in the West is complicated. That's because the region is a patchwork of private, state-owned, and federal lands, each with specific rules about firefighting. So some people, such as Colorado Congressman Scott McGinnis, are calling for the federal government to establish a national fire czar to coordinate firefighting efforts among many different agencies.
The fact is, if somebody has to call up and say, well, is this Park Service land or is this National Forest land, is this BLM land, are we over in this, which agency's got that? And there's a lot of valuable time and resources that are not properly dispersed or properly utilized because of the lack of coordination.
Fires are or not, Paul Sommerfeld says all the money and coordination in the world won't put an end to wildfires.
I mean, the weather may change, we may get snow or good rains that temper the fire season this year. But that's not changing the long-term outlook of what we have in front of us, which will mean that next fall, next spring, 5 years from now, at some point, nature's going to reset the clock.
And as the past weekend showed in New Mexico, the hands of that clock are already turning back. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff, Arizona.